USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The jobs reports out from the government for last month that shows the economy adding 128,000 jobs, while the October unemployment rate ticked up a tenth to 3.6%. Food and beverage services, social assistance, and financial activities adding jobs, manufacturing, and government employment fell, but that job creation was still stronger than what economists had expected. Wall Street surged on the release of that jobs report. ISIS warning Americans not to be too happy about the killing of its leader last weekend in Syria by a U.S. military operation, the terrorist group breaking its silence and confirming the leader's death in a video out today, in which ISIS also takes aim at President Trump, saying, quote, an old and crazy man controls your fate. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Just hours after U.S. House members vote to advance the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, is on late-night TV talking about it.
In one conversation, he undermined our national security by withholding military assistance to a country that had been voted on by the Congress of the United States to the benefit of the Russians.
She spoke on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. House Republican Minority Whip Steve Scalise calls that impeachment resolution Soviet-style in its process. Chicago public schools are back in session after an 11-day teachers' strike. Mayor Lori Lightfoot announcing yesterday the strike was over and that she and the teachers' union had agreed that 5 days lost to the strike will be made up by students. The nation's capital will celebrate its world champion ball team, the Washington Nationals, getting a victory parade in D.C. tomorrow morning. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Four people are dead and several others wounded after a shooting in an affluent San Francisco Bay Area community at a Halloween party last night. It happens in Orinda, east of Berkeley. Police have released few details. A 7-year-old girl in Chicago is in critical condition. She was shot while trick-or-treating. As police say, the little girl was shot by someone who was chasing a man who ran past her and her family. The Homeland Security Department is speeding up construction of a border wall in South Texas. Officials say an environmental waiver has been issued to help build 65 miles of new border wall in the Rio Grande Valley sector. Customs and Border Protection saying it's the busiest sector in the country and accounts for about 40% of illegal immigrant arrests. General Motors is recalling more than 630,000 SUVs and trucks because of a faulty wheel speed sensor. They say it could cause unintended braking. The recall impacts Chevrolet Suburban, Tahoe, and Yukon models built between 2015 and 2020 model years, along with the Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra vehicles in the 1500 series. The automaker says it hasn't received any reports of any accidents as a result of the sensor so far. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.